Today's episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Klass as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, my name is Robert Lamb, and this is The Monster Fact, a short-form series from Stuff to Blow Your Mind focusing in on mythical creatures, ideas, and monsters in time. As we discussed in the Stuff to Blow Your Mind episode Incense Part 1, the burning of incense is intrinsically linked in various cultures to traditions of burnt offerings to divine beings. Likewise, the burning of incense is also vital in the creation of sacred spaces, and in Eastern traditions, this crosses over into traditions involving the veneration of ancestors. Now, as Garth Seaman points out in the 2013 article, Why Don't We See Some Real Money Here? Offerings in Chinese Religion, incense use in Chinese Buddhism isn't truly an offering to spirits or gods, but rather a formal part of a sacred rite that separates the space and the proceedings from the mundane world. Still, the link between incense and rites concerning the dead has resulted in the generation of various beliefs and traditions that more firmly link incense with the spirits of the deceased. For example, there are traditions in both Chinese and Japanese culture regarding a particular incense that may be burned to summon the spirits of the dead. The details of the supernatural drama vary with the telling, but one of the oldest accounts is that of Emperor Wu of the Han Dynasty, who is said to have burned the spirit-summoning incense in order to see the face of his deceased consort, Lady Li. While the magical smoke did summon her image, it only lasted as long as it took the fuel to burn away. And when it finally was extinguished, the emperor, it is said, died of a broken heart. In reality, it should be noted he actually died after a serious illness, but we won't let that stand in the way of a good tale. But now let us turn to the incense for the damned. Of course, within Chinese Buddhism, we do not have damnation of the same flavor as in Western traditions. Even the hells are but another link in the chain of incarnations that a soul travels through before it finds liberation. But the realm just before the hells, or naraka, is the realm of hungry ghosts, or preta. To be reborn as a hungry ghost is to live one's life as a reduced shade, commanded only by a hunger linked through karma to the individual's former life. As pointed out by Costantino Moretti in the 2017 article, The 36 Categories of Hungry Ghosts Described in the Sutra of the Foundations of Mindfulness of the True Law, this 6th century translation of the text in question outlines the various hungry ghosts in Buddhist tradition at the time and discusses their defining hungers. Some of these ghosts were consumed by their hunger for wind, or funeral ashes, or blood, or even living flesh. Which brings us to the Shi Shangyan, or incense eaters. Moretti describes these ghosts as beings that dwell at crossroads or in temples. They appear wearing garlands and hunger incessantly and only for the smoke of burning incense. The karmic meaning of this fate, Moretti describes, is linked to the sin in their former life of selling low-quality incense at a high price to believers. However, as these sinful acts still, quote, indirectly contributed to other people's merit-making, the ghosts are karmically imbued with certain powers, powers that unwise men were said to seek through acts of worship, offerings of incense. However, Moretti points out, the worship of incense-eating hungry ghosts is best left to men who, quote, ignore the law of karmic retribution. Tune in for additional episodes of The Monster Fact each week. As always, you can email us at contact@stufftoblowyourmind.com.
Stuff to Blow Your Mind is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. The future of wireless is here, and it's transparent. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. No hidden fees, no surprises, no, really.
What are you waiting for? Get with the times and switch to Visible at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.